Business has given a mixed reaction to Tony Abbott's promise to keep workplace relations legislation as it is. One of Australia's biggest employer groups says Mr. Abbott would be doing the right thing because businesses need time to adjust to the present legislation. But the Council of Small Business wants more flexibility in the system. And one of Australia's leading unionists is sceptical that Work Choices is dead and buried. Michael Edwards has this report.
The big argument against Labor's industrial relations policy is that it hurts small business. But many small companies say they're coping just fine. Les Emerson is the Managing Director of Claims Management Australasia, an insurance assessment provider which employs less than 14 people.
The situation is that the current law requires us to treat employees fairly, which includes providing warnings in relation to unsatisfactory service and then provide training if necessary to bring that employee up to speed. It is only after that particular formality has been completed that the opportunity arises to terminate the employee. Thus, I don't think that the current situation imposes any great hardship on a small employer such as me, and I don't think that will create any further problems in the future if the law remains the same as it is.
For many in the business world, ideology has to be put to one side. They say they just can't cope with another significant change to the IR system. Peter Anderson is the chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the peak council of business associations.
We are only just coming to terms with many of the transitions necessary, and small and medium businesses in particular would not appreciate another major change just being dropped by the next incoming government.
But Peter Anderson also says both sides of politics need to remain flexible to the needs of business.
There is also a need for both the government and the opposition to keep an open mind to making changes within the existing framework as that framework and as that system evolves and as experience demonstrates either problems emerging or a failure of the system to reflect the original intention of the government and the parliament. And one of the early decisions under the new industrial relations system has been a decision that made it unlawful for a shopkeeper in Australia to employ young people on an after-school roster for 2 hours. Now, that decision either needs to be changed through the industrial tribunal process or it needs to be changed by the parliament because that damages youth employment. That's an example of where the government of the day, whether it's a Labor government or a coalition government, needs to have an open mind to making changes if the system comes up with very strange and unsatisfactory outcomes.
But there are sections of the business community which aren't so happy with Tony Abbott. Peter Strong heads the Council of Small Business.
It's disappointing to see that neither party is going to be really focused on the needs of small business over the next few years. Small business needs a lot more flexibility than it has at the moment in workplace relations. And I think for the last two decades, everybody seems to think that if you design something for big business and small business will be able to do it, and probably that's not true.
Peter Strong says Tony Abbott needed to take a strong stand on behalf of small business.
It would have been really nice for him to come out and say we're going to have a special award or a special provision for micro businesses, those that employ less than 8 or less than 5. He didn't do it, which is disappointing. Come the election, whoever wins, we're going to be in their faces saying you must do something special for small business.
And there are those who just don't believe Tony Abbott is finished with Work Choices. One of them is Paul Howes, the National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union.
It has been clear since the introduction of the Fair Work Act that it's got the balance right. It's got the balance right between increasing productivity and ensuring flexibility for businesses, but also ensuring that we preserve the Australian fair go, that we preserve the right to be protected from being unfairly dismissed, that we preserve the rights of young workers not to be forced onto AWAs. Work Choices brought in inherent disadvantage and unfairness into Australia's industrial relations system. Fair Work abolished it, and now what Tony Abbott is saying on one day and then saying differently on another is that he will tweak the industrial legislation to leave workers in this country worse off.
It seems some fear there is life after death, burial and cremation.
Michael Edwards.